Hungry as the Sea by Wilbur Smith.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Nicholas Berg stepped out of the taxi onto the floodlit dock and paused to look up at the Warlock. At this state of the tide, she rode high against the stone quay, so that even though the cranes towered above her, they did not dwarf her. Despite the exhaustion that fogged his mind and cramped his muscles until they ached, Nicholas felt a stir of the old pride, the old sense of value achieved as he looked at her. She looked like a warship, sleek and deadly, with the high, flared bows and good lines that combined to make her safe in any seaway. The superstructure was molded steel and glittering armored glass, behind which her lights burned in carnival array. The wings of her navigation bridge swept back elegantly and were covered to protect the men who must work in her in the cruelest weather and most murderous seas. Overlooking the wide stern deck was the second navigation bridge, from which a skilled seaman could operate the great winches and drums of cable, could catch and control the hawser on the hydraulically operated rising fairleads, could baby a wallowing oil rig or a mortally wounded liner in a gale or a silky calm. Against the night sky.